Galatians chapter number 5, we're going to read one verse together. Galatians chapter 5, verse number 7, we're reading from the King James Bible. So let's read together in unison, shall we? Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? One more time together. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? I'm going to preach this morning on who. Who? Dear God, thank you again for loving us. Thank you, Lord, for these dear folks. They're not here by mistake. They're not here by accident. They're here on purpose to hear this sermon. Dear Holy Spirit of God, speak to our hearts. Please bless the nursery, junior church. Thank you, Lord, for being such a wonderful God. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Galatians chapter 5, verse number 7 to verse number 9 now. Actually, to verse number 10, but look at verse number 7. Ye did run well. Who? I have that who circled in my Bible. It doesn't say what. Not what, it's a who. Your biggest problem in life is going to be a who, not a what. Remember this statement as we go through this Bible study preaching this morning. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be none otherwise minded. But he that troubleth you, shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. If you go to back two chapters in Galatians chapter number 3, look at Galatians chapter number 3, verse number 1, please. Same book, Galatians chapter number 3, verse number 1. The Bible says, the Apostle Paul's writing, and he says, O foolish Galatians, and if you have a King James Bible, the word foolish is all caps in there, right? O foolish Galatians. What's the next word? Who? I have that circled in my Bible. It's not what, it's who. You're blaming circumstances in your life instead of blaming yourself for trusting a who that you had no business trusting. You're basing your life's meandering and crooked path on a what, a circumstance. You don't know what happened to me, Pastor. You don't know what I've been through. No, it's a who. You'll find out after we're done here, it's a who. Because whatever you go through in life, someone's going to whisper in your ear, you trust God, everything will be all right if you just keep loving God, Romans 8:28. Or someone's going to whisper in your ear, see, there is no God. I don't know why you're still reading your Bible, why you're going to church, why you believe in the preacher. There's no such thing as a God. It's going to be a who that's going to persuade you to go one way or the other, not a what. Keep reading here. O foolish Galatians, who hath, watch this, bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter number 9, wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner destroyeth much good. One sinner destroyeth much good. You can build up something. You can work all your life. You can try to build something, and one sinner will destroy your life because it's a who, not a what. It's who you listen to. Are you listening to Jesus or Satan? You know, there's either heaven or hell. There's no purgatory. There's no in-between. There's no limbo. When you die, you're either going to go to heaven or hell. Which one are you going to? Who are you going to be with, Jesus or Satan? There's two directions. You're either going towards God or you're going away from God, not in between. If you're stalled, you're moving further away from God, ladies and gentlemen. You're either going towards God or you're going away from God. One sinner destroyeth much good. Acts chapter 14, the Bible says, a great multitude, both of the Jews and also the Greeks, believed. But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. So somebody is going to evil affect you. I wish to God you believe what Jesus said in the Word of God instead of doctors and lawyers. It bothers me when God's people take the word of a doctor or a lawyer or a politician or a next door neighbor or some theologian or scholar instead of what God said in the Word of God. Who is bewitching you? Who is deceiving you? Who is getting you off the beaten path of God? Who? It's a who, not a what. Every one of us have gone through what's. Every one of us have had untoward circumstances in life. Every one of us have been disappointed. Every one of us have had heartaches and burdens. But it'll be a who'll whisper in your ear which way to go. So the Bible says here, the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against their brethren. Long time, therefore, abode they speaking boldly in the Lord. And the Bible says the multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews and part with the apostles. And then in verse 5, an assault was made. And it says to use them despitefully and to stone them. Well, that's what's going to happen. There's going to be a division because people are going to encourage you to God or going to discourage you away from God. Who are you listening to? Who are you taking advice and counsel from? The question this morning is who? You're either obeying God, the Word of God, you're obeying Jesus, or you're obeying, and you say, well, I'm going to do whatever I want. And that's what Satan wants you to do. Do whatever you want, because if you do that, then you're doing what he wants, what Satan wants you to do. And God, and Satan's going to use people, ladies and gentlemen, just like God uses people. The Bible says, a froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends, Proverbs 16:28. A froward man soweth strife, and a whisperer separateth chief friends. You know, you've had best friends, you know. I don't know what they're called, BBF, BFF, I don't know. Oh, you're my best friend for 5 minutes, you know. Oh, you're no longer my best friend. You know what happens? Somebody's whispering in your ear and separates chief friends. Been friends for 5, 10, 20 years, and all of a sudden somebody says something. Poisons your minds, evil affects your minds, and you're no longer going to have anything to do with them because somebody whispered to somebody. 2 Corinthians 12:20 talks about whisperings and strifes and backbitings and envyings. Psalm 41:7 says, all that hate me whisper together against me. Proverbs 18:8 says, the words of a talebearer are as wounds. Proverbs 26:20 says, where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. You know, so somebody's going to come up to you and say, are you going to put up with this? Aren't you going to do something about it? And so they get you riled up. They feed that fire. Hey, why don't you feed the fire for God, amen? Why don't you do something for God? Well, instead of listening to the world's crowd, instead of listening to the devil's crowd, why don't you do something for God? Because the world's trying to stop you. The devil's trying to stop you. But Jesus gives us the word of God, amen? Well, why don't you read the Word of God instead of what people write? Amen? The words of a talebearer are as wounds, Proverbs 26:22 says. Listen to this verse. In 1 Kings 21, verse 25, there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. You know how many men would love to live for God, but their wives have destroyed their lives? You know how many wives would love to live for God, but their husbands have destroyed their lives? Huh? You know, it's sad when somebody's pulling somebody the wrong way, amen, and there's a constant battle. Instead of saying, yeah, you can do this through the power of God, you said, there are people saying, telling you, you can't live for God. You can't do that. No one's doing that today. You don't believe that, do you? Who are you listening to? Not what? I'm not concerned what's happening in your life. I'm concerned who you're listening to right now, who you're taking advice from. 1 Kings 22, the Bible says in verse 20, the Lord said, he's talking to the fallen angels, the devils, the spirits. God's talking to devils. And they said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one said on this man, another said on that manner. The same thing is recounted in 2 Chronicles 18, verse number 19. The Lord said, who shall entice Ahab, king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one spake, saying after this manner, another saying after that manner. So you don't see what's going on in the spirit world? is there are devils and there's a Satan that's going around persuading people to not live for God. And they'll use religious people. We'll get to the list in a little bit. Who is persuading you not to live for God? You can mark it down that Satan is whispering in somebody's ear. Devils are whispering in somebody's ear. Somebody's telling you something that's not right from the Word of God. And you're afraid because, oh, what should I do? I've been there. I understand. I've been there. Thank God I chose God. Thank God I chose Jesus. Thank God I chose the King James Bible. Who are you choosing? Who are you listening to today? It's a who, not a what. Well, I can't go to church there because, you know, I don't like those stained glass windows. And neither do I, right? Well, I don't like going there because, you know, it's Troy and Lansbury. I agree with you, but I go here anyway, man. My wife forces me to come here, amen. Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you want to spend your honeymoon in Troy, New York? Where else would you rather go than Troy, New York? Psalm 133, verse 1, the Bible says, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. The reason why people separate and have divorce, listen to me good, is because somebody was whispering in somebody's ears. That's what the Bible says, what God had joined together, let no man put asunder. So a wife leaves, a husband leaves, kids leave, parents disown their kids, everybody abandons ship, everybody's becoming a traitor, you know. My Bible says, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. What are you sowing today? What are you doing for God? Who are you listening to? Numbers chapter 14, verse number 36. Pay attention, please. The men which Moses sent to search the land who returned and made, the men who went to search the land, they made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up a slander upon the land. Do you remember it was Judas of the disciples who caused all the disciples to ridicule the woman to come in with the alabaster box? It was Judas who got all the disciples riled up. It'll be a church person too. It'll be some religious person that goes contrary to the Word of God. Well, I don't go there. I don't go to church there anymore because they really hurt me. Well, God didn't ever hurt you. Go somewhere else then. Go get yourself a Bible. Go to a Bible-living church and trust God. Amen. You're not supposed to put your faith and trust in people. You're supposed to put it in God. Amen. People use that as an excuse because somebody said something. You're not going to go there, are you? You're not going to believe that, are you? You're not going to do that, are you? Somebody's whispering in your ear. Who is it that's keeping you away from God? Who is it who's keeping the blessings away from you? Who is it? Blessed be God. Thank God I believe this book instead of my doctor, amen. You better believe this book before you believe any other man. Who is it? Not a what, who? The men which Moses sent to search the land, these religious, they were the leaders. They returned, the Bible says they made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up a slander upon the land. We can't take it. There's giants over there, Moses. You understand? We can't do that. We're like grasshoppers in their sight. And they whispered and brought slander, and the whole congregation murmured because the 10 men outvoted the 2 in a democracy. You listen to me good. Deuteronomy 13. Let's go there. Let's turn there. Deuteronomy, 5th book in the Bible. Deuteronomy 13. I've only got 1 or 3 or 4 hours a week to try to persuade you to live for God. You're listening to the television, the internet. You're going online. You're listening to neighbors and lost friends and relatives and acquaintances who hate God, and they're whispering every day to you. Contrary to, by the way, God help you parents, you don't bring your kids to church, man, because they're in the indoctrination center 5 days a week listening to nothing but falsehood and lies from Satan himself, man, in a government school. And then you keep them out of church where the truth is being preached. Then you wonder what happens to your kids when they become 10 or 15 or 20 years old. They turn on God. Deuteronomy 13, look at this, verse number 6. If thy brother, the son of thy mother, or thy son, or thy daughter, or the wife of thy bosom, or thy friend, which is as thine own soul, entice thee secretly.
saying, let us go and serve other gods. Well, you don't have to use a King James Bible. What are you using a King James Bible for? Why do you use hymnals for? Let's just have a bouncing ball on the screen over here. Let's just dumb everybody down. Oh, Jesus, he's a good man. He's a prophet, like the Muslims say, the Moslems. But he really wasn't God. Huh? Yeah, you read the Drudge Report this morning on what Martin Luther King was like, amen? We've been preaching that for the last 20, 30 years, amen? The guy was a fake, phony, and a fraud, amen? Go ahead, just read what's coming out today. Just read it. That's not a shock to me. But you worship Martin Luther King more than you love Jesus, amen? Then you get mad at the preacher. Watch this now. Entice these secretly, saying, let us go. Let's go to some other church where they don't preach on standards. They don't have standards. It doesn't matter if it's King James Bible or not. They don't preach on dress standards anymore. They don't preach on separation. Let's go to other church, evangelical church, where it's watered down. It's lukewarm. That's what they're going to tell you to do. I'm telling you, somebody's going to whisper in your ear. It's too far to go there. No, it's worth the distance. Don't worry. It's worth the distance. Serve other gods which thou hast not known thou, nor thy fathers, namely the gods of the people which are around about you, nigh unto thee or far off from thee, from the end of the earth, even unto the other end of the earth. Thou shalt not consent unto him. He comes to you secretly. They're going to try to entice you secretly. Thou shalt not consent unto him, nor hearken unto him, neither shall thine eye pity him, neither shalt thou spare, neither shalt thou conceal him. But thou shalt surely... Oh, is that what it says? Huh. Don't tell me God doesn't think this is very important, who you listen to. Who's trying to drag you away from God? Thou shalt surely kill him. Like the sodomites, amen? That's what God says. Like traitors, amen? You know, traitors in America used to be shot, brought before a firing squad and shot. And that was a right thing to do to traitors, amen? Now we got pussyfooting preachers, pastors, who are afraid to say anything about the sodomites and traitors. You know, God forbid we say the truth. You're going to offend somebody. You're going to hurt somebody's feelings. No, your feelings are going to be hurt because somebody's going to say, you're not going to listen to that stuff, are you? You're not going to go there again, are you? Did you hear what he said? Somebody's going to whisper in your ear. Who is it? Not a what. Who is it? Verse 9, but thou shalt surely kill him. Thine hand shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all the people. Verse number 10, and thou shalt stone him with stones that he died, because he hath sought to thrust thee away from the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, and all Israel shall hear and fear, and shall do no more any such wickedness as this is among you. Hey, who are you listening to? Huh? Who's trying to persuade you to not live for God? Huh? My Bible says in 1 Kings 15:13, also Maacah, his mother, even her, this is Asa, he removed from being queen because she had made an idol in a grove, and Asa destroyed her idol and burned it by the brook Kidron. Strong language, man. The same thing is recounted in 2 Chronicles 15:16. Asa, the king, took his own mother off the throne because she made an idol in a grove, and he burned it. Who's deceiving you? Take your Bible, turn to Isaiah 14, please. Who is deceiving you? Who's lying to you? Don't you want God to bless you? Don't you want God to use you? I mean, we've had several deaths this week in this church, you know, balance with you. But you know what? You could be next. I could be next. But until I take my last breath, man, I want to live for God and do what God wants me to do. I don't want to listen to the devil's crowd. I don't want to follow their advice. I see where they end up. Isaiah 14, please, verse number 9. This is talking about Satan himself. Isaiah 14, verse number 9. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from the thrones all the kings of the nations. And they shall speak and say unto thee, art thou also become weak as we? Talking about Satan now. You're going to see him bow his knee before Jesus and say, Jesus, Lord. You're going to hear that. You're going to see that. The same one who's made everybody tremble, everyone is afraid of. And he uses people, just like God uses people, to put you in fear, to keep you away from the blessings of God, the power of God, the word of God, the house of God. I'm telling you, he uses a who, not a what. And you're going to say, verse number 10, all they shall speak and say unto thee, to Satan, art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave and the noise of thy vials. The worm is spread under thee and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground which didst weaken the nations? For this is what Satan said. For thou hast said in thine heart, watch this, this is what he's quoting Satan. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, when it's too late, when life is over, they're going to say this, is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms? You're going to look at the one who's deceived you and use people to whisper in your ears not to live for God and do what's right. And you're going to say, you're going to kick yourself when it's too late. You can't do this again. You can't, you know, there's no redoing this. But you're going to look there and you're going to say, is this the guy that I was afraid of? Is this the guy who deceived me? Is this the guy that used other people to get me off of away from God? Is this the man? Who's whispering in your ear? Who are you following? Who are you taking advice and counsel from? That made the whole, verse 17, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? I know you think it's politicians. No, it's wickedness in high places. You're listening to me good. These politicians are listening to Satan's crowd, man, the devil's crowd. You mark this down. They're listening to the devil's crowd. So what's wrong with Troy, Pastor? Just read the word of God, you'll know. It's not complicated. Somebody's whispering, you're afraid of man instead of being afraid of God. Who are you afraid of? It's either heaven or hell. It's either Jesus or Satan. It's either being loyal or treasonous, godliness and holiness, or wickedness and evil. It's either the Bible or the world. It's either sin or righteousness. Which side of right and evil will you choose? Satan comes as an angel of light, the Bible says. Contrary to what you think, he comes friendly, smiling, and courteous. And God allows Satan and those who follow him most times to seem to get away with their sin and wickedness and evil. And many follow the enemy because they look at the enemy and they say nothing untoward's happened to them. Nothing untoward is happening to them. And it seems that they're getting away with murder. They're happy. They're having a great time. So the people who do not love God more than people will be deceived by smooth talkers. The rebels who smile and are friendly. The disobedient who make excuses why they do not obey what God has commanded them to obey. The simple-minded and the people who love this world instead of Jesus Christ in the King James Bible will be deceived by them until the judgment, when it will be too late. Brethren, sisters, do not be fooled. Do not be deceived. It may seem like your friend or your relative is getting away with sin and evil and wickedness. The one who advised you to disregard your parents or the preacher's advice and counsel hates God. Remember that. If their advice and counsel line up with the word of God, good, take it. But if it doesn't, discard it immediately. Satan will use people and circumstances, dreams and visions and tongues, and even quote-unquote miracles to lead people away from the word of God. They'll put their faith in their experience and their emotions and their feelings instead of the word of God. People today put more faith in charlatans and liars and deceivers than the Lord Jesus Christ. I say trust God, believe God, and obey God, ladies and gentlemen. The devil always uses people, not circumstances, to ensnare you and lead you off the straight and narrow. The devil will use religious people, family members, relatives, church members,
daycares, even in churches and Sunday schools and junior church, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. I know people, they criticize churches that have the Sunday schools and junior church, but they'll send their kids to Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. The same people who criticize, and look, I'm fine. I think your children ought to sit with you, to be honest with you. I think you ought to make them sit in the pew with you, amen? The Sunday schools and junior church are an outreach for people who don't have the discipline to let their kids sit with them. So we offer that. People come; these kids come on a bus. We pick them up. So a lot of them, their parents don't even come. So I understand. They need an outlet, so we have a Sunday school and junior church. But there are so-called believers who criticize churches that have Sunday school and junior church, but they'll send their kids to Boy Scouts. They'll send their kids to Girl Scouts, where it's filled with sodomites. Hey, next time some queer-looking faggot shakes your hand, ask them, are you a faggot? Ask them, are you queer? Are you a sodomite? Limp wrist, you know? Hi, how are you today? Just ask them. Are you a sodomite? Are you a faggot? Are you a queer? The devil uses people who say, you're too harsh, preacher. You're too hard. The devil uses religious people. The devil uses pastors and missionaries and evangelists and Bible college and chancellors and seminaries that are not separated from the world, that do not use the King James Bible only. The devil will use classmates and sports players, your heroes. Oh, look at this hero. He batted so much and he made so many goals and he made so many touchdowns. He could have been an adulterer, a fornicator, some filthy, wicked sinner who hates God. You got to follow him, but not God. Maybe it's a coworker or a boss, a neighbor, a politician, or a religious leader. If I were you, I'd get rid of your TV. I'd be careful what you watch and listen to online. I don't care if it's sermons or not. I don't care if it's videos or not. I'd be very careful. I'd be very careful not listening to, following any Hollywood actors and actresses. Those musicians, oh, they're my favorite singer, Pastor. Do they live for God? Are they persuaded to go toward God or away from God? These artists and sports players and commercials and your acquaintances, who do you take advice and counsel from? The ungodly? The backslider, the rebel, the disobedient. Tomorrow's Memorial Day. A lot of people couldn't be here to celebrate Memorial Day. They're buried overseas in France somewhere. They're buried at sea somewhere. Their body lies beneath the sod. They couldn't be here this morning. Those who gave their lives for their country. And those are the kind of people that you ought to look up to. 17, 18, 19, 20-year-old boys never came home. Brothers and nephews and sometimes fathers who never came home from all the wars that we've been engaged in. Why don't you look up to somebody like George Washington, James Madison, John Adams, Patrick Henry? Why don't you look up to people who loved God? Read their testimonies. Read how much they loved God, how much they loved liberty and the things of God. We got our head in the toilet today. Right. Listen to the poison that's evil affected our minds. And that's why, listen to me good, that's why there's a falling away. God's people no longer go soul winning, no longer come to church when the doors are open. They make excuses because they're listening to somebody else. Oh, you're not going? Oh, I don't have to go either. Okay. You're not giving? Oh, I don't have to give either. You're not coming? Oh, I might not come either. You don't believe that? No, I don't believe that either. Okay. If it's in the Word of God, you better believe it. Forget what the preacher says. Forget what the pastor says. If it's an opinion of a pastor, don't even worry about it. Don't even think twice about it. But if it's in the Word of God, I would be very concerned about it because you're going to stand and give an account to God Almighty from this book. And it's going to be a who. Who hath bewitched you? Not a what, not a circumstance. You don't see, I'm a pastor, what I've gone through. You don't know how, you don't know the disabilities I have. You don't know my health problems. You don't know where I'm from. You don't know what I've gone through. No, I'm talking about, it's a who that's either going to encourage you or discourage you. It's going to be a who who's going to push you towards God
or further away from God. It's going to be a who splits your marriage, a who splits your family, a who splits the church, a who. Oh, I don't like where the piano is on this side. I think the piano will be on that side. I don't like the color of the carpet. And I don't like this about the church building here. It'll be a who. While Christians are being massacred and martyred overseas, being burned 2,000 years later, they're being burned in the Middle East for believing in Jesus Christ. Some who is whispering in your ear to keep you away from God, to keep you away from the promises of God. Galatians 5, verse 7, ye did run well. Ye did. There was a time you loved God. There was a time you were living for God. There was a time you were faithful. Paul writes, who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Sister-in-law, brother-in-law, mother-in-law, father-in-law, daughter-in-law, son-in-law, cousin, neighbor, church member? One sinner destroyeth much good. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? I pick Jesus Christ for my who. I choose Jesus Christ as my who. I choose the Word of God as my who. And I choose everybody who loves the Word of God and loves Jesus as my who. Who is it who's whispering in your ear? Let's all stand, shall we? Dear Heavenly Father, you have been good to us, better than we deserve. All through this book, it's a who, not a what. All through these trials, these tribulations, these heartaches, these burdens that are in this book, clearly outline all the burdens and the misery that folks went through. Every single person, like an Achan, troubled the whole camp. All through this book, there's one individual who showed up to persuade people to love God. Or there's one individual who evil affected the minds of God's people. Dear God, who is it in our lives that's pushing us towards God or away from God? Dear Heavenly Father, please bless these dear folks. Bless this invitation. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Whatever your need is, you do business with God. God's people praying.